here. Me kick back and relax, me kinda float in the atmosphere. Ooh yeah. One pull, two pull, third pull, and me feeling irie, irie. Bong rips and video games, me soul just a flying free, flying free. Bob Marley on repeat, this reggae melody. We be jamming on the mic in a cannabis harmony.
Set that bong rips and video games. It was fucking fire.
Listen, there are some outtakes from that, and it's so funny because it's like it's just I have to play the new metal one for everyone.
Yeah, play the new metal one.
We got to hear the new metal one real quick.
Go for it, go.
God, I want to hear this.
Tony's gonna be like, I like that one better.
Nah, you know me.
The reggae one came out way better. There was one
that really did sound fucking amazing.
Video games.
While
you're getting that, I just want to welcome our guest, Max.
Hey!
Yo, it's the mentally motivated, the well calculated. I got the moves that are perfectly executed. It's your boy, the comeback kid, X. What's good? Bong rips and video games. We out here. You ain't checking out the other podcasts. Fuck those. Check out Bong Rips and Video Games because they aren't lame. They are insane to the membrane.
He fucking said it. Yeah,
and that is
he fucking said it.
And what's interesting about this is that we decided to have our first guest, someone who doesn't even smoke cannabis.
Yo, for real. Why?
Yeah, look at that.
Who fucking picked this guy?
Life, bro. I still get high off life.
There you go.
There's a time, actually. I have some stories. You know, I have some stories.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, Max, I know that you did smoke. You have smoked before. Yeah, so it's not like you're a stranger to it. Oh, but I would like for you to tell Sanchez, because I don't believe Sanchez is aware of your experience with smoking weed. I would love for him to hear this. Please share.
Yeah, I smoke. I used to smoke back in the day, especially during college. My most fun experience was actually a pretty wild experience.
Boring. All right, next up. No,
I went to California, right? Ooh. And this person I was seeing got me into you know, like, because it's legal there back in the day. So I took she gave me these pills. It was like cannabis pills or something like that. So she told me these are kind of expired, but I still got some. And I was like, you want to try? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I took one, right? So I'm like, I didn't feel nothing, right? And we're on our way to see this Lauryn Hill concert. So next thing you know, I'm like, I don't feel nothing. Give me another one. Right? I took another one, right? Nothing.
You said they were expired, right?
Yeah, they're expired. Okay.
Delayed effect.
Expired in quotations.
Opening performance was H.E.R., her, right? So she performed. Let me tell you. So I took another one, right?
Oh, my God.
He is now 40. And then
Lauryn Hill came on. I was like this. And I'm gonna tell you right now, that concert was 2 hours long. I do not remember nothing from that.
Wow.
I was like this. I was like this. it was crazy. The concert was on top of a hill, right? She remembers everything. She was like, Max, Max. I'm like, Max is not here right now. Yo. Four of those, bro. I took four. These are small ass fucking cannabis pills, bro. I'm just like,
now, was that the only time you ever, like, did you ever actually consume, like, actually smoke? Like,
oh, yeah. I smoke.
Tell me about that shit.
So it was me, my boy Sean, and one, this is actually my very first experience of weed. He came to my place, and you know, we already graduated. you know, so, you know, we're everybody's learning about themselves. So this is like 19, 18, and 20, 21. So he came over and all that stuff. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, yo, this is weed. And I'm like, oh, I have to say it like that.
Yo, I know him. Yo, I know this person. And that's exactly how he talks.
Yeah. And I'm like, and, you know, first of all, he popped out this little plate, right? And I'm just playing my video games, and I'm like, why are you making a mess? What is that? And for real, he was like, and the most it's not really attractive looking one. He's like this, like,
oh, I'm like, oh, bro. He gave it a bath. Yeah, he gave one a bath.
And I'm like, you could have just got cigarettes downstairs. Why are you doing that? He's like, no, this is better than cigarettes. I'm like, okay. Like, you want to hit? Unless you dry it. Like,
yeah, like, bro, put a lighter to that.
Wipe please. That thing that down.
No, I legit, like, right after. Right after I did four. Huh?
He gave that look. He gave it a blowjob.
Yeah,
that's not. No, he did way more than four before. Yep. He gave it a full-on blowjob.
No, he was like this. And I'm like, I'm not putting that in my mouth unless that's dry or something. So of course I did it, you know, and I coughed. And it was just the fact that he did that I didn't want to take another pull of it.
Yeah, you know? I don't blame you.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, because it was.
I don't blame you.
Wait, all right. So one, he's not a really, like, he's a handsome guy, but it's not attractive looking when you. And I'm like.
When you're deep throating a fucking tobacco stick. Yeah, yeah. No, definitely not attractive looking at all.
Second
so
one,
Max, we got you on here.
Actually, the best one actually. It was. I was with my crew members and whatnot, and the baking one. I did brownies.
Okay.
And that was actually the best one because I can't believe I'd have a picture of it. It was actually me looking really 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 high because right now I'm just holding these bag of chips and I'm just like this like. like even if the small piece of brownie, there's a lot of like, yeah there's a lot. Absolutely. So she told me, whatever you do, just take one, don't take a whole batch because so she shared it among like all 20 of my crew members and whatnot. So we're just like here, and there's a picture of me just like eating a bag of chips, and my hand was like, I'm like this. I had chips in my mouth and everything, but that brownie was really good.
So that's cool. So it's not a matter of, you know, you've never smoked. It's a matter of you haven't done it in a while.
You haven't done it in a while. You know, I'm like, so I'm not, not,
you
I'm
don't smoke. It's just that you don't go like, out of your way to smoke.
Out there and get it, but I am, I guess, what you call the social. Like,
okay.
When he has it, okay. Gates has it. All right. You know, hey, man. Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, sure.
You offer it to him, bro.
That's not bad. So you know what? Oh, he kind of does fit the aesthetic. So it works. Yeah. It works. This interview worked. Good job, guys. Good fucking job.
So plan now. Plan next time that we all get together, Max, you're smoking with
us. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So on to the actual topic at hand. But before we do that, I just want to draw our attention straight down to Tony Effingers right now, who is rocking the Ninja Turtles BRVG fucking snapback cap. Look at how fucking clean. Put this guy in a big screen.
Beautiful.
In a big beautiful. Box.
If you are not hitting look the merchandise that. Website right now, listen, guys, go hit the link, go to our merch site, and get you one. It's beautiful. Bro, I love it. That. I love it.
It's look great. At that. This shit is
the
clean.
It's amazing. Clean. It fit perfectly. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's a snapback. There were no adjustments really needed for me. It came as is. But I'm telling you guys, go hit the merch store, get you one of these, or just hit anything else on the merch page. You're going to like it. I'm telling you guys, God.
I'm telling you. So now that we got Tony's beautiful, beautiful face out the way, Max, we brought you on here because not only are you technically also a smoker, but you are also a gaming aficionado, so much so that you run your own created a wrestler company, which is the name down there, XVPW, Extreme right Virtual there. Pro Wrestling. You've been on YouTube. We're already familiar with you with your work. For the people that aren't familiar with your work, what got you into like doing the whole call thing? Because you know, we know that you have I guess, some prior experience with the independent wrestling scene. We know you've done photography and stuff like that, but like, what really drove you like into the gaming aspect? What was it that like brought you into that, I guess, world?
Good question. Do I talk about, all right. So I guess I'll talk about how I enjoy wrestling. So I guess it all started with me and three of my friends. It was Sean, Jim, and our boy Anthony and whatnot. We're all wrestling fanatics. We all grew up in that 90s attitude era, right? And from there, it was my boy Sean who got No Mercy, and I had WrestleMania 2000. No
Mercy.
You know? Then our boy Jim always got the updated video games and whatnot, so he had Shut Your Mouth and Here Comes the Pain. So that was my first step into creator wrestling.
Right? Mm-hmm. I remember those days, man.
Yeah.
Then you got me into No Mercy.
Fast forward to 2016, 2017. Me and my friends, my Yu-Gi-Oh! Friends, we were also into wrestling and whatnot, but we were also competitive players in tabletop gaming. I was already back in during that time, I was already heavily into content creating as a YouTuber.
Mm-hmm.
So next thing you know, it was I think it was probably 2018. We did a Secret Santa at my crib right here. I had 2K18 and I just, you know, I had fun. I just created everybody and from our group, and I did like a little Royal Rumble, and it was just playing in the background and shit like that. And I guess I think it was Ryan. Ryan was acting like a wrestler, and I'm like, huh. So that kickstarted my, you know, we are very talented individuals. So my thing is, I will take a group of friends and I will try to make them do something without their permission. Anyway. You know, like similar to how Sanchez is doing this. He's like, we can make money off this, but you know, let's just put it under my banner for a while, because I see everybody have a lot of great potential. Mm-hmm. You know, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
we're doing something together anyway, so why don't we make money off it?
Exactly.
Right? It's one of those. It's one of those, like, so it was me and my Yu-Gi-Oh! Friends. We did the whole, because I had a channel named Four Eyes back in the day. It got deleted. I don't know how it got deleted. And maybe I didn't upload ever since I started XDPW. But I had that channel, and I was collabing with a lot of, we call them Yugi tubers and whatnot. So we were collabing, and we were the ones.
Wait, they're called Yugi tubers?
Yeah, Yugi tubers.
Never heard of that term until this fucking point.
Yeah. I had to hear it.
If you were heavily into Yu-Gi-Oh back in the day, there was only a few Yugi tubers out there. It was me, my boy Grizz. You know, then there's other guys and whatnot. And we were the one that stood out, because outside of showing deck profiles and competitive playing, we did skits and whatnot. And one of the skits was me, my boy Ryan, Dev, and whatnot. And we were technically the Bullet Club of that era.
Of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Of Yu-Gi-Oh! Yu-Gi-Oh! Bullet Club.
Oh my God.
Everybody knew, so when we went to regionals, when we went to like all these YCSs, we would actually rock.
Oh, because you went into tournaments and shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So nobody, yo, that's Team FSU. I came up with the name. FSU has some fuck shit up. So I made the shirts for us and all that stuff. So every time you go to YCSs, regionals, tournaments, they're like, yo, don't fuck with these guys, you know, because we were rolling deep. If I was to show you a picture of us, we were probably like a 16-man, 10-man deep rocking. Like, we looked like a fucking unit, and I think that's what
that's what's up.
And oh, wow. I used to be vlogging back in the day. I used to vlog a lot, so I would vlog my journeys with these guys. Then from there, we collabed with Joe Grizz and whatnot, and we did a wrestling skit, right? Okay. And that's what kickstarted Extreme Virtual Pro Wrestling. I'm like, yo, guys, I have this idea and whatnot. We'll do it on a separate channel, because I want to become as a collective. I would have done it on the Four Eyes channel, But I'm thinking, yo, I have a group of friends with me. We were because this is back when NXT was black and yellow. Mm-hmm. And that was the trend. Like that was the hype of if you're into fandom and geek culture, NXT was that bread and butter. Because that was the same time Punk cut. Speaking about Punk, but welcome back. But that's the same time Punk cut that pipe bomb promo and whatnot. It's that same era. Yeah. So like, okay, rest. If you're into geek fandom, you like anime, you like wrestling, you like whatever. So yeah, it was all that bubble. So I told them, should I make a new channel or should I just keep under the Forest channel? They're, no, like let's make a thing.
Now, a question I wanted to ask, like, I mean, obviously, for the people that don't know, we are all, everybody in BRVG, we are all a part of XBPW. We are on the roster. As you saw in one of the clips that was shown before, my fucking ugly ass face was there. I was cutting against Rob Van Dam. That's a question for another time. The first question I want to ask is the name, XVPW, Extreme Virtual Pro Wrestling. Where did it come from? How did that hit you? Like, where did that name come in?
That's a good question. I did not know that there was a community behind all this. I thought I was, again, doing something original. Clearly, I wasn't. So I was like, okay, so I know we're not going to be like something like I didn't want to bite other promotions out there. So I was like, virtual pro wrestling. That's what technically I'm doing, virtual pro wrestling. I'm not calling it reality pro wrestling. No. So virtual pro wrestling, that's what I'm going to call it. But fuck it, extreme virtual pro wrestling. There you go. So the reason why I didn't want to think of a three word name, whatnot, because it was too cliche. So the fourth word was extreme. So okay. All right, I was a fan of ECW. There you go. This whatever I'm doing, it's virtual pro wrestling. Fine, perfect. Extreme virtual pro wrestling, perfect. Because I was a big fan of New Japan Pro Wrestling. They stood out. It was four words. Like World Wrestling Federation. That's three. No, I don't like that. Extreme Championship Wrestling, that's 3-2. World Championship Wrestling, no, fuck that. New Japan Pro Wrestling, that sticks out. So I'm going to go XBPW. There you go. Oh, look, Red X. All right.
Yeah, there we go. The Red X. Right there.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Now,
virtual pro wrestling.
Now, you're, I guess, we'll call it the hiring process. Because when I first got into XBPW, we kind of had a prerequisite when walking in through the door. It was, you know, you had to cut a promo, a live version promo. You had very distinct way of how you wanted people to present themselves initially to even be considered for the show as a whole. Mm-hmm. Now, how'd you come up with that formula? Like, what was it that, like, made you want to separate, like, you know, the people that got it versus the people that, you know, you could put in front of a camera? Like, what was it? What so made that formula work?
Again, so it's mostly like the formula for Extreme Virtual Pro Wrestling is I got to do everything live and just handle the action in the ring. That was the only thing there. So, so that was the idea. So, all right. Granted, like all my friends were never camera shy. Mm-hmm. So that's a big plus. And whatnot, but now I'm trying to get people outside of our circle. That's the only reason why XVPW works so well, is because the first part was legit. It was just me and my friends. That was it.
Yep.
So, you know, we again when the first season premiered, a lot of people, how can I join this? And I'm like, sorry, bro.
I think I was one of those
fraternity in the way, you know. I believe the way I got Tony, not only because Tony was in the last, you were season two, right?
Yeah,
you were season two. You were never season one.
Nah.
So season two, that's when because keep in mind, XVPW was just only a Facebook exclusive show, right? You know that, Gio.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I found you.
Right? So, and Tony, because I was promoting a lot on Facebook, and he was like, I really like this, I want to join and whatnot. Because Tony wanted to, he was a professional actor, or he wanted to get his acting out there. So I was like, all right, Tony. So I remember I did the
about as far as my acting career went. Yeah, just
funny story is after season one, there was never going to be another season. It was just
one and done.
Yeah, one and done, because it was just fun. It was just,
you know, yeah, it was initially just a fun thing.
Yeah.
That's what he told me, and I was like, no, you definitely got to do this again.
Yeah. So what's funny is everybody from just that Facebook fan group alone loved what we were doing, because it was very Wayne's World. If you people mm-hmm. who are listening right now, Wayne's World, like two guys who are in their mom's basement in the open broadcasting channel, and they're just doing what we're doing right now, right?
Yeah. Pretty much, yes. That's exactly it.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Dude, season two was fun, man.
Yeah,
season two was fun.
What's crazy behind the scenes is my friends finally saw the other side of Max that they never seen before. Mm-hmm. Which is there's the Yu-Gi-Oh! Max, right? There's the
he's raging fested. I love Yu-Gi-Oh! Max.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Max.
We cannot forget Breakdancer Max too, yeah. But we'll get to that later.
So when they see me as like guys, this is the, because I probably know how Sanchez would feel right now if I say the sentence is, this is crunch time. Let's step up our fucking game. I need everybody to film right now, because the last episode is coming up and I only filmed for the first four. So we need to film the next four right now. I need
to y'all. You were a gorilla when it came to filming.
I love it.
You had me like hours. I mean, yeah, like it'd be Tuesday.
So my friends never saw that side of me. So they think I'm being an asshole, when really is, no, I'm stressed because I did not know this is gonna like pop off like hotcakes. Like, I didn't know this was gonna be like not viral, but more like this is very popular and people were mm-hmm. tuning in for that mm-hmm. first season.
It's like a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't get that. Like, they saw it, but I'm feeling it, you know, because I'm putting in the work. Keep in mind,
yeah, you're editing. Because I mean, let's get down to brass tacks. At the end of the day, XBPW is produced, edited, and put together by you alone.
Yeah,
like you're literally right the guy that does it all on your own. I mean, you have us, we come in, like some of us will help out with sound and so on mm-hmm. and so forth, like, but we know firsthand, we've seen it, like we've yeah. seen Max off the fucking, you know, out of the director's chair, which is, you know, really chill, you're pretty chill about life, but once cameras are in your hand and shit starts to roll, it's a flip of the switch where, all right, we gotta fucking get this done, we gotta get serious, like, you know, and it's a collective effort at the end of the day, and it's really does fall on you, because you are literally playing the director. Because like we've been there many a times where you've been trying to direct, get shit going, and you have a shitload of other voices going around trying to do the same thing and direct, but it's like
Tony's voices are loud. Tony's voice is like, I hear you. Okay. But yeah, so first season was supposed to be one and done. Then I had a meeting, and that's when I invited other people, right? So I told them, hey guys, I know I promised them just a one and done season, but would you guys like to do another season too? And they all asked, and they all said, yes. And I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure? I can easily shut this off right now. They're like, no, let's do another season. Let's finish your, I'm the Cody Rhodes. Let's finish your story.
Uh-huh.
Let's finish what you visioned us doing. I'm like, all right. So that's when I got Tony involved. That's when I got another guy named Hector. His name is Captain Marvelous back in the day.
Captain
Marvelous.
I had two of my group members come along. Then my boy Sean invited a couple of his fraternity friends. And that's when they hopped on. And that was the season two. And that was the banger one, because that's when I learned how to quote-unquote HLR, meaning not just let two guys at artificial intelligence, shout out to Sanchez, do what they do and whatnot. I'm actually going to produce a match, mm-hmm. like by using controller, and controller. Yeah, guys, yep. I have like, I'm like Goro out this bitch. I have like fucking four hands.
Yeah. Well,
so,
I mean,
yeah, so look, man, that goes into when people complain about how long an episode of XBPW takes to put out. Realize that this man has to choreograph every single match by himself.
I mean, and that's, you know what I mean? I mean, that's, go ahead, Sanchez. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do. And that to me is the glory of editing. But yeah, it's not just editing the clip. It's actually doing the sequence, going into the HLR, making sure that you've given yourself enough time to capture the footage that you want, capturing that, then editing it, putting audio together, and then commentating over it.
Yeah. Which, by the way, my commentary was horrendous back in the day. Let me tell you about season two. Season two was when I really discovered about this shit. So season one, I popped up the first episode, and out of nowhere, people started messaging me out the wood, was like, what is this? Holy snap. We've been doing this for 5+ years. This is like top-notch production. That's what Gates would say. Then the next episode coming. Because keep in mind, I would film for a whole entire year. So let's say the first episode came out in 2019. During that time, I was filming for 6-7 months in advance. So while the next batch came in, like the next four seasons were like the first four episodes were out, the next four would come out by week, like weekly. I did weekly shows and whatnot. So when season two happened, right? When season two happened, that's when I got discovered by the community. And they were like, what is this? Oh my God. This is crazy. So when we agreed to do a season two, I was like, I gotta step it up now. What can I do to stand out from the rest of the other people who's been doing this longer? Let's get green screen. And I'm gonna put us in the ring, but we're not gonna wrestle. But now I'm breaking all barriers. Now I got in real life people.
That's right.
I could put myself in the fucking ring. We can do backstage shit. What else can I do? I'm gonna learn how to be a fucking producer in a real life, like wrestling, and a wrestling and promotion. So luckily, we are in the mecca of anything wrestling, right? We're in New York City, we're in Jersey City, and whatnot. I'm gonna buy me a DSLR, and I'm gonna take fucking pictures. Because during that time period, you already had Jericho's doing a podcast, you had Stone Cold doing a podcast, you had Jim Cornette doing a podcast. So I want to learn what these guys are talking while I'm just sitting on the field, because I used to work at a doggy daycare. And I just put my fucking podcast ears on. I'm like, all right, if I'm going to really do this, I'm going to fucking do it. Because I'm not going to half-ass whatever I'm doing. I have to learn from people's mistakes. I have to learn from people's, like, pros and cons, what to do, what not to do, how to get started. So Paul Heyman started as a photographer, right?
Yep.
Jim Cornette started as a photographer.
Yep.
Fuck it. X is going to start as a photographer. And God.
Yep. I'm pretty sure our mascot Fun Guy started off as a photographer.
Most likely. One life or another. Yeah, he definitely did.
Look at Mitch, right?
Yeah.
Look at Mitch.
Yep, look at Mitch.
So from there, season two already was in the works. I got my green screen. I got my DSLR camera. I got my Canon G7X, which is a vlogging camera and whatnot. And fuck it. I'm going to go to my first independent wrestling show, which was Capital Wrestling. And from there, I met Matt Shapiro. He knew about Extreme Virtual Pro Wrestling. He's like, yeah, I watch your shit. Good stuff. It could be better, you know. But did you pay your ticket? Yeah, here you go. All right. Here's your refund. Go in the back. Take some fucking pictures of the guys and whatnot, and I'll pay you whatever. If it's good, I like it, then, you know, all right, cool. So I never paid a ticket at Capital Wrestling. It was more of, here you go. So from Capital Wrestling, I didn't want to get the typical action shots and whatnot because my camera doesn't really do that. my camera is basically a 50mm camera, which is, I think, my portraits. So I did a lot of portraits.
Stills.
Because everybody did action shots.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna compete with people doing action shots and whatnot. I just did portraits.
I did it once. I did it once for it was a fireman's wrestling show in Sea Caucus one time. I was action camera for one time, and I mean it's oversaturated, but at the same time, it's like, what shots do you really want to get? Do you want to get emotion or do you want to get action? You know? So what was it for you? Which one? What did you want?
So I never did the action shots. anyway, because there was already other photographers there. So I did the shots that nobody never got, which was like those emotional, like.
Yeah, like after a match loss, dude sitting there like fucking like chilling on his head.
And they love
the shots.
Yeah,
I remember going with you to indie shows and watching you run around the ring and shit with everybody and the shots you were getting and how in close you would get with your camera just like up in the ring. Yeah, he's like up in the, like the dude's getting choked. The dude's got a choke and Max is like just on the camera.
I'm like what's funny is there's a guy who got into a sleeper, right? And what's crazy is he knew where I was at. So the guy was like, turn this way.
It's the camera.
Like, fuck the hard cam. Like, Max, go here. I'm like, all right, cool. Hold it for a little bit longer.
So that's sick. All right, so you hit the indie circuit. We got that. So that kind of brings me into the next question. It's actually a question that a lot of people ask, you know, pretty often in the community when they watch the product. How is it that, you know, you get these legitimate fucking indie guys and mainstream guys on your show? You know, a lot of people are like, oh, he must do the cameo thing. I've heard it like countless fucking times where you're paying the cameo shit to get them to do your features. Because on your show, in your openings and sometimes in your mid sequences between like matches and shit, you have, you know, an indie wrestler, a wrestler that, you know, a known wrestler, you know, kind of shout out the show as well. Like, so does your, you know, your experience as a photographer, you know, in these indie scenes, does that coincide with your relationship personally with these guys? Right.
The secret's out. The secret's out.
So there you go.
It's not even a secret. I tell people all the time, I'm like, no, it's not cameo. It isn't. Like Gates would say, is I'm a legit worker. Yeah. Cause I knew these, cause no lie, like I said, whatever happened during season 2 of Extreme Virtual Pro Wrestling was a time when all these guys that you see now that are in AEW or WWE were just independent wrestlers.
Yep.
They were indies. So it was the boom period of like, not only 2K19 was the greatest fucking game for Raw in general, that same time period, you had NXT Black and Yellow, you had the dawn of New Japan, Bucks were killing it. You have all these independent promotions that these guys were at. And I lived in the fucking Mecca where it happened, you know. So it was just full circle.
Yeah. You took me to my first indie shows, man.
Yeah.
And introduced me to and a lot of people, like you said, a lot of people I watch today.
Yeah, a lot of people there now are in. It's crazy what 1 year can do for a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
It's crazy what 1 year can do for a top indie star to make it to get called up.
Yeah. You
know? And keep in mind, it was just only AEW NXT at the time. It's not even AEW yet. AEW was not even a thought of back then. So everything just happened full circle. Now, I will admit, I did cameo a couple of people and whatnot, just for shout outs, not for skits and whatnot. Because there is a difference. Because I can easily tell a person from cameo, hey, can you just shout out Extreme Virtual Pro Wrestling, like, comment, subscribe? Boom.
Easy.
Right? Because there's no way I'm going to meet fucking Sasha Banks. There's no way I'm going to meet fucking Becky Lynch back in the day. Like, there's not. Because they're already, those are top name stars. And I'm not going to go to Florida. I'm not gonna go to fucking the performance center, you know, because fuck that, you know.
No, absolutely but, not. But you did your shit primarily like within the tri-state area, like that's where you kept a lot.
We already have House of Glory. House of Glory.
OG.
The first two people who I got from House of Glory that was already about to get called up was Redragon, which was Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, and whatnot. During that same time period, during that same event, Leo Rush was already on the rise. He was already a top name indie darling already, and whatnot. He's about to defend his HOG championship. So I'm like, oh shit, they're right there. I'm gonna go over there and get my camera. I'm gonna vlog it probably. You know, yo, Kyle O'Reilly, Bobby Fish, can you shout out my YouTube channel? Can you put me in a headlock? I'm like, yeah, sure. There you go.
Your footage, yeah.
Here's your $20. Oh,
your footage.
What's good, man? Yes. shout at you, Virtual Pro. Yeah, man, sure. What's the true virtual pro wrestling? Oh, it's Call. Oh, I do that Call shit back in the day. Oh, yeah.
Then that's another thing. That's another thing I realized with just getting to know you, Max, was like a lot of like wrestlers and indie wrestlers are like hardcore gamers. Like these guys are very familiar like with the product, they're familiar with the community. Like they know it exists.
These guys are fucking geeks. They're all like us. They're geeks. They're geeks. Oh, like, that's why I love what we do. Cause no lie, like who's that famous basketball guy that does the emo hair? Like he has this thing, but but he was also he's also a geek. That fucking famous UFC guy, the black dude who also does geek stuff, Adesanya. Anime. Yeah,
Israel Adesanya.
Yeah, and keep in mind, I'm pretty sure they want to be fighters. Because they were inspired by Dragon Ball Z, by wrestling, by whatever. Yeah,
most likely. Right? Most likely.
Guys, absolutely. How many times do you see that guys are actually like kids at heart? Like, you know.
Look at us. Fucking look at it. Look at the back. Look at behind Tony right now. Look behind Tony right now.
I'm such a nerd. I don't care. That's I'm it. My whole collection,
fucking
bro.
Nuts that's even my
whole collection.
Bro.
If I turn the camera that way, there's like a whole other one.
Oh, I got toys. I got toys here.
It's like, dude, you got toys. I got fucking dinosaurs, all right? I got fucking dinosaurs, motherfucker. That's how real it is.
Legos. Legos, like, no lie, I'm pretty sure you take out their popularity and their fandom, they're just regular people. So you can just literally approach. Because there are times where, like, people come up to me, how did you do it? How you do it? Just ask them. That's it. Just ask, hey, like, I'm a content creator. Because keep in mind, pro wrestling itself, indie wrestling itself, is a hustle. It's a grind. Yep. You know?
It's content creation.
It's a content creator because they're also a brand. So they understand.
Then think about it. What goes hand in hand with being a content creator in anything? Yeah. It's consistency.
Consistency.
You know? Mm-hmm. You have to be consistent. Your product has to, you know, have a continuation to it. And you know, the fact that season four, season five now? Like four, you know what I mean? That's consistent. He's kept up the process. It's kept going. And for only that, but
one reason why I did the whole shout outs of the whole getting indie wrestlers and pro wrestlers is because that's when I found out that there's other people who's doing stuff that I'm doing right now. And I'm stepping into their community. So not only I had the top-notch production already because of my skills of being a videographer and all that stuff. I'm like, how can I stand out? My most important thing of whatever I'm doing is if I see people who are doing this already, how can I stand out to make sure that I'm original? I'm like genuine, organic, and I'm not trying to like fake the funk, you know. So
now the shit that I like commend you a lot for is also for the fact that, you know, you don't just do the stuff, you understand it, which is a huge fucking difference when it comes to producing shit like this or putting a showcase like this together. You understand the science. That's why when you work on a match that you do your HLR parts, you're doing each move that, you know, can cohesively flow into another. And these are moves that don't normally go together. Like you know what I mean? So all that takes some kind of like psychology, some kind of understanding of how how you're supposed to flow from one thing to another. At the same time, the moves you're doing in the ring, you're telling a story, you know, you're following up with the way the promos are being presented. Cause that's what you do. You know, you cut your live action promos and then you got the fucking, the cause actually in the ring doing the action to portray what the fuck was said in the promo.
And that's, that's like I think that's like probably the mark in me for guys who don't know what the term mark is. I am a mark too for this shit, sadly, because like I have to be a mark to understand, to please my fellow roster and all that, like, hey, so this is what's supposed to make sense. Mm-hmm. And as Gase would say, because this is his favorite fucking saying, is make it make sense.
Make it make sense. Yeah.
Because if it not make sense, then why the hell are we fucking shooting it? Or why the hell are we producing it? Or why is it airing? Or why are we even talking about it? You know? Yeah. And that's always been stuck in my head, you know, not only because I heard it from him, but I I have the ideology of I just want shit to make fucking sense, because there are times where you watch even a WWE show and it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. Exactly.
So my job is a person who does call, who are controlling the wrestlers, who I'm basically creating or controlling their narrative in a way, is I have to achieve their vision, but I only have to achieve my vision. And the people who are watching and whatnot, who are probably still subscribed to me, is like, I have to please them too. Mm-hmm. So I want everything to make sense so everybody's fucking happy. Because my job is to, I can't please everybody.
Which is a hard fucking job to do anyways. Yeah. On top of editing and all that shit.
So
quick question. And then I want to hear from our silent little lamb below me.
Yeah. Ooh,
I haven't heard you say a damn word once.
Are you that stoned?
I'm just listening.
Yeah, I do want to ask, because what I found is we did do a specific shoot, and I'm not going to spoil anything because you will see it. But we did a shoot recently outdoors. Now, when you do, from a lot of the stuff that I've watched, you kind of hybrid it out. Sometimes outdoors, mostly indoors. But when you do go outdoors, for example, you were influenced by a certain TV show. Are there other TV shows or movies that you're influenced by that you watch? You're just like, I could turn this into a skit. Like, how does that process work when we did that one specific shoot that one day?
All right. So, what you call it? That didn't start till the last episode that I did. And it was actually inspired by Gates.
God damn it!
Because so there was a time period where how do I do this? All right, Gates finally gave me my first face scan. That kickstarted me coming back into Kaw to this. And ever since the dawn of XCPW, X was probably there for the first half of the season. Then he wasn't even X at the time. He was just Four Eyes.
That's how I made my debut.
Wolf King over here,
like, give me my last match as Four Eyes. No, it was Ryan Z. I'm sorry. Ryan Z gave me
I gave you the second last match. Yeah. And I attacked you before your match.
Yeah. So that was it. That was the last straw. That was like my last match as that character. Then there was a big talk about how there's no good legit baby faces and shit like that. And I'm like, I could be a baby face. Like, that's fucking easy.
That's how I feel with what's going on now.
Yeah, there's no good. Well, there's baby faces, but there's no good, genuine baby faces. Exactly. Everybody's scared to be a baby face and shit like that. For those who are watching, baby faces being the good guy. So then from there, I already signed Gates at that time and whatnot, because he loved XCPW. And I believe the fucking video went viral. You know, like, what the fuck is this? And that's when Gates brought me into the IG community and whatnot. Then Gates was like, you know what? Here you go, bro. Face scan. I'm like, how do I do this? Like, like 2K19 uploader. What the fuck is this? 2K19. Oh, like, put my face onto the screen. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that I was already 2 years deep into the game and whatnot, because 2K20 was trashed. About 4 years in deep into the game.
I didn't know that shit.
So next thing you know, Gabe gave me my first face scan. I had to learn how to warp my eye to match the eye. I look like fucking the guy from the Goonies a little bit. You
know? Oh my god! I remember when you did my first face scan. It was just my face looked like it was pasted on like a mask.
Oh my god! That's what kind of branched that off was the fact that I saw the calls and I was like, yo, I saw the real guys. They look nothing like these fucking. We gotta fix this immediately.
So from there,
that's hilarious.
So from there, I came back as a new character. I learned about how to develop this character and all that stuff. So I came back as X. I was getting booked a lot for these HLR exhibition matches and other promotions popular that in the IG scene. So from there, I will admit that I neglected my show and whatnot. So I came back. I was like, okay, I can't do more HLR. Came back as E-Fed, you know, that stuff. Then one episode, I showed a match to Gates, and he was facing Rob Van Dam. Hey, look, Gates, look at your match. He's like, huh.
I was like, what the fuck is this? Like,
hey, what is this? And I'm like, no lie. This is at the company I signed in, you know?
Yeah, for real.
The look on his eyes, I felt that pain. And in my head, I'm like, if he feels that way, I know other people feel that way. And I'm like, all right. So I'm going to go back to full-blown HLR. And that's when I discovered or try to do, because I know the only way XVPW can be very, very successful in the way of Tony's eyes and Gates' eyes when they first saw the product is I have to do fucking get-togethers. Because that's how me and my friends did it when I first did XVPW.
Yep.
And whatnot. Yep. Especially
it's a part that works.
Yeah, especially calling it the best effing show, right? Because, you know, WWE has Raw, SmackDown, right? WCW Thunder and all that shit. XVPW show is called the best effing show. It's called the best effing show for a reason because we are the best effing show. So,
we strive for it. Like,
yeah.
We strive
for it. Oh, yeah, baby. Tony effing Jers.
Sit there and film hour after hour, like.
So when I told Gates, all right, this is what we're going to do and whatnot. Because Gates, I called it the XVPW experience.
Yeah.
Gates felt the XVPW experience when I was with him filming for his very first segment. Tony already knew about the XVPW experience because he filmed with my guys. So he understands Director Max. XVPW experience means Director Max. You're going to experience Director Max.
Yep.
And you feel Director Max. You're going to understand Director Max. And you're going to say, I know why he does the things that he does, because this makes sense.
I actually remember that skit. I remember that film. And I'll tell you, I genuinely remember, because it was around the time the first iteration of this podcast had failed.
Yeah.
And yep. it must have been a month, if even that, a couple days or a couple weeks. And I saw that footage. And I remember seeing you. Like, I legitimately remember, like, looking at your face, Max. Yeah. And, like, I just, you know, seeing something new like that was incredible to me.
Because I know that if Gates felt it for the first time, he's never going to experience it when he meets the cast of XVPW.
Exactly.
And that's the full-blown XVPW experience. Because not only are you getting me, You're getting inspirations from Tony. You're getting inspirations from people around you to uplift you and say, hey, do that shit again. That shit was whack. I'm like, okay.
Yep.
Do that shit again. Do it again. Because I can only achieve your vision. But if you have other people around you, we're going to come up with something great and creative. Exactly. So to answer your question, Sanchez, of where did you get the ideas? That's all the times on our Discords when me and Gates are just busting our ass, like fooling around while watching the fucking Office and all that shit. And I'm like, you know what I can do? I want you to do a cool movie. Or like, hey, you watch SNL or Wayne's World? Let's do that in XVPW. Just make That's what stands out from the other car shows or the HLR shows. See, there are car shows, but just E-Fed shows. There's like one in them, like they're 20 in a fucking fish barrel, but then there's the HLR shows, which are very like minimum.
Yeah. Right?
So I'm trying to like beat all of those because I'm a very competitive person. It's just naturally in our blood. So with my times with spending time with Gates on the Discord, watching The Office, and just joking around, hey, why don't we just come up with fucking skits to make a new vamp of the best effing show? And everybody fucking loved it. You know how I know? I visioned it. And it came out perfect. And whatever we're showing right now, Gates is reacting to. If Gates and everybody's reacting the same way we are, we're gonna nail it at the park when it premieres on YouTube.
Exactly.
God, yeah. It fucking did wonders. Could everybody get the joke? Everybody understood it.
It was unexpected. It was unexpected. You expected to tune in and see promo, match. Like, that was the formula for years. And then, like, we broke that mold with the skits, and we were like, all right, we're going to fill in the gaps with something a little more. Just a little bit more, which is where the skits really came in. The call update, the office skit. I mean, well, we're going to call it the locker. We're not going to call it the office. We'll call it
the locker.
So that's all that comes from our inspiration for stupidity.
We're legit just being ourselves, and we're goofing off as ourselves. We're playing like I'm not gonna tease what happens in the next episode, but the first episode of just me bullying Kate for fucking tape, you know. Everybody knows X as the top-notch baby face of this community. When actually, in behind the scenes, he's a fucking douchebag.
Meanwhile, he's an unreliable prick.
Meanwhile, Gates is, everybody knows Gates as the asshole and the heel of the community. Meanwhile, he's the babyface who's getting fucking bullied. It's fucking funny. You
know? So, Dabs, do you want to say? Do you have anything to say, my friend?
Actually, I want to ask Dabs. I want to ask Dabs a question. Can I ask Dab a question? I'm going to ask Dab. Not too long ago, you had your first dose of what we call the XBPW experience.
Right.
What was it like for you?
I mean, I got chilled, Director Max, during my So I don't know what the fuck y'all went through, what kind of hassle.
The only reason why you got chilled, Director Max, because that was a surprise. I didn't expect Freshie to come. So if I expected him to come that day, God,
he would have shit ready for you.
I think it's time for something real quick.
Is it finally time?
I believe so. I believe it's time.
Oh my God, I'm excited.
Look at that, ladies and gentlemen. Pause for the cause badge. Yo. If you guys like the way that looks and you want to see that shit on merch, let us know. We might drop that on some shit, bro. That's clean. Like Clean Sanchez Media.
Yes, and you know, it is time for the pause for the cause. We're having a good time. We are praising XVPW. Before we get into our top 10, I do want to say thank you for this opportunity to be a part of XBPW. This is for all you guys, because all you guys came in before me. I finally had something to do outside of my house, and I just think being a part of this, I learned something new every day. You know, I've spoken to Max. He's given me a lot of suggestions and vice versa, and I appreciate what you do, man. I just keep on going, man. I mean, I just scrolled through your whole XVPW library, like the whole fucking thing. And I mean, from your first videos, solidifying 30 views a video to where you are now.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
Consistency.
Yeah.
And to that, we toast.
And to that, we pause for the cause.
Let me do my crack real quick. Lighter. Let me get a little ginger.
There you go. Put some ginger ale in there. Sip it though. Sip it. There you go. Sips only. Good shit.
There you go. I got it.
Hell yeah, man.
So,
all in all, bro.
I love working with you, Max. I love XBPW. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. I want to say, thank you for the opportunities that you created from this. Because if it wasn't for you and XBPW, I wouldn't be on Bong Rips and Video Games today. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I met you guys. I met all of you guys. I met all of you through, XVPW. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, and that goes on with the, with what everybody's saying, what the XVPW experience is. That's my experience.
This is part of that.
I mean,
for me,
thank you, Max.
I would have never Rob Van Dam would have never known anything about me. Same thing as Chris Daniels. Like, no, my name would have, like, a name that I, let's be real, it's not my name, but the name that I created would have never been even acknowledged by any of these people ever, if not for fucking Max. And these are people I looked up to for years. These, like, for people that don't know, Tony and I, we did have an independent wrestling stint when we were younger. Like, we did do a little bit of independent wrestling here in Jersey.
I myself trained.
You know, so we are avid wrestling fans. So when we jump into a show like XBPW, where, you know, you heard Tony talk about it's his acting and shit. I'm a performer for 20 plus years. I was in metal bands, like, back and forth. So performance, you know, it all comes down to that. There was, so when the camera's on, like, and the shit starts rolling, like, just to be able to step into that element, and, you know, not only just to step into that element, like, with Max as a fucking, like, a prime director, because when he has a vision, he makes sure it's fucking sought out. But to do it cohesively with everybody else, like, with everybody here and the people, like, Steve Madowski, fucking Immaculacy or Monoxide, whatever the fuck he wants to call himself, Travis Sparks, like, guys like that I would have never met if not for this show. And these are genuinely awesome fucking dudes. You guys are genuinely fucking amazing dudes. I've loved what we've been able to build branching off of, I mean, let's be real, XVPW. It had a lot to fucking do with it. It really, really did. So for that, Max, thank you. Like, legitimately, thank you for bridging, like, a lot of gaps.
Like, shout out to, like, the guys you mentioned, like Travis and
Steve,
because those are the guys.
Call of Honor, bro. Call of Honor.
Yeah, those are guys who've been longer than you know. And keep in mind, like, when they saw me out, when they saw actually put it for the first time, keep in mind, they told me, like, yo, you were a fucking prick. And I'm like, I had to be, because you guys have been doing it longer, you know. So I had to stand out and act like Paul Heyman, because I was acting like Paul Heyman. I'm like, we're the fucking best. You know, I was a cocky, you know, because that was my shit back in the day.
Yeah.
They found out how it was as a person. They realized that shit was kayfabe. Like, this is the real Max, like, genuine, humble, you know.
Yep. Oh, dude, I know all too well about that fucking feeling. All too well about that. But we're hitting that time. We're at a 57-minute mark. Yo, let's talk about that countdown, because we got a lot of video games in the, you know, from our childhood that we've been playing for years. And, you know, the topic we're on right now, pro wrestling. WWE by itself has come out with so many fucking games throughout the years. Max, you already talked about 2K19, which is, I'm going to agree, one of the fucking best games I've ever played. But there's so many other games that we've fucking played. Like, so many other games that we've definitely played. So I want to see what's up.
Right?
So, well, yeah. So before we get, because it's just a WWE games list.
Yes.
Other wrestling games that have come out are ICP's Wrestling Backyard, I believe that was.
Backyard Wrestling.
Played the shit out of. That was one of my favorite
wrestling games.
I had that. I played that one.
You know, and then we also had Fight Forever.
Yep.
Yeah.
I still haven't played that.
Fire Pro Wrestling.
Yep.
Which is another one of my favorites. Woo! Love that one too.
You know, but we have a top 10 here. But Max, out of the five that you gave me, only one made it.
Which is surprising.
It is surprising.
Yeah.
It is actually surprising to me. So your five were Shut Your Mouth, Here Comes the Pain, Royal Rumble for Dreamcast, which I completely forgot existed.
Wow.
Yes, I forgot that existed too.
Wow. That was an arcade one too.
And SmackDown versus Raw featured ECW 2009 and then WWE 2K19.
So surprisingly, there's a reason why. So I'm going to tell you reasons why a little bit.
Tell me. I want to know.
Shut Your Mouth and Here Comes the Pain, I would probably put in a tie, because that's when shit went off. Like, no more long-ass, like loading screens and whatnot. And Triple H finally spit out the water. Not only that, but you finally... Like, the content that was outside of the ring, you can wrestle in WWE New York. Their fucking helicopter comes down. Like, you can fight, great move sets, and that game was fucking fluid throughout, in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So Royal Rumble, Dreamcast Arcade, and whatnot. Dude, I put Dreamcast.
Thank you for reminding me that that existed, because I completely forgot about that one.
Holy shit, that game was such a great game, because it was actually one of the top games for Dreamcast, because Dreamcast was not out too long ago, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Resident Evil.
Was I still have my Dreamcast.
And yeah, the Royal Rumble, because not only that, like, it opened up a lot of doors for just arcade games in general, because keep in mind, WWE only had two arcade games. It was WWE Arcade and the Royal Rumble. And a lot
Yeah, WrestleFest before that. I don't know if you remember WrestleFest. Yeah,
it was the WrestleMania arcade game they had that.
Yeah. Yeah, that came out in 95. That was in 95.
Yep.
So yep. SmackDown.
And I was in the arcades. I was in the arcades button mashing away as a kid. You know what I mean? That was my scene, bro. So much money, so many quarters spent. So many. Oh my god, right here on Palisade Ave at the arcade. Nah, it's not there no more, man.
So now SmackDown versus Raw 2009.
So this one's actually special to me, because not only this introduced me to a lot of rock bands. Keep in mind that 2009, you had a lot of rock bands bringing in their music for SmackDown versus Raw. So East Central, You Make Me Sick was probably one of my favorite songs and whatnot. And that's actually my theme song for my character. Yeah, in the game. And not only that, during that time period, I believe WrestleMania and whatnot, you had a lot of new metal bands performing wrestler songs.
Yeah.
So SmackDown versus Raw 2009 and I think 2008 and 7 introduced me to rock music and new metal. And of course, 2K19. Because god damn, that was like
that creation suite was just fucking perfect.
Yeah,
it was perfectly.
We have to talk about creation suites and games too. But this is the list.
Let's see.
It's been averaged out with numbers, and you know a lot of them are very weird. So
start from 10.
Yeah, coming in from number 10, SmackDown versus Raw 2006 with an average rank of 4.6.
Okay.
Number 9, WrestleFest.
Okay.
Number 8, the original SmackDown game. The very first one.
Things like this. That game, bro. You want to look at the moveset? Click down. Wait 5 minutes. like Rock Punch 1.
Number 7 is Warzone.
Oh, okay. God.
Okay.
Wow, Warzone.
That was actually my pick. Number 6 is SmackDown versus Raw 2004.
Okay. Ooh,
all right.
Number 5 is the arcade version of WrestleMania.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Top 5. Yeah.
Number 4, and this is all thanks to me and Tony, actually, WWE 2K16. Like I was saying before, 2K16 for me was a big introduction for me to understand more of Stone Cold's career, because I never dove into it. His career, and I thought that was very special. Number 3, Here Comes the Pain.
That was great. I love it.
Yes, yeah. Great game.
Number 2, WrestleMania 2000.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
N64. Yeah.
N64. Yep. And to finish it off,
let's do it.
WWF, No Mercy.
Of course.
Yeah. We all had to have No Mercy at number one.
That game broke or fucking solidified friendships, bro.
Yeah. It was worth I also want to say that game, I mean, it's such a good name for a game, a pay-per-view. It was like, it just.
You know what's funny? I would have put that on my list, but. As much as I enjoyed that game, it was never my favorite, because there was another game just like that. And you know what that
was? Yeah. Gameplay. WrestleMania 2000.
No, not even.
Which one?
Wasn't it WCW versus NWO?
Oh, not even. It was Def Jam Vendetta.
Oh, wow.
That's the specific reason why I never wanted to put that list, because like, I enjoyed the It was the same exact mechanics.
Yeah, I played Def Jam more.
That story It's so much better. Than-
Max, if you like that game, and this is a cheap plug, I'm sorry, y'all. Check out You, Me, and Lore. We just covered that game. We just covered Vendetta. It's actually one of my favorites.
Oh, my God.
Guys, are you ready?
Sean lent me that game, and I'm like, how do you play this game? He's like, it's exact like No Mercy. I'm like, it is like No Mercy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are we ready for what? For you to finish the mouthful?
Actually, that's the wrong drum.
Yeah, fuck it.
You know what time it is. It's the end of the show. We didn't do it last week, but we're going to do it right here.
Let's
we got to spin that wheel. Where's Fun Guy? How is Fun Guy not here?
Yo, he should be in there fucking slapping something.
He missed like there. Oh, there, yeah, I was
there. He is. All right, Fun Guy. What do you think? What do you think, brah? What are we doing next week?
What are we doing next week, Fun Guy? Spin the wheel, baby.
Here we go. Here we go. What we got? What we got? What we got? What we got?
Different.
Oh. Interesting. All right, so we're gonna be delving.
Yes, we are.
Oh, and, all right. So we're going to have to buy some things.
So interesting enough, I do have a surprise for you guys for next week's episode. We are going to play a game. Dabs, I said your head was going to roll. I've played this game before. I created it myself. This is an original game by me. Next week, for differences and all THC, we will be playing Gamer Tag or Sex Position.
Oh,
why do you do these things to me?
So Matt, where can we find you?
Well, you can find me.
Shamelessly plug yourself, bro. Shamelessly plug yourself.
Just look up XVPW on Google, and you'll find me everywhere on that thing.
See, my man's on YouTube, Twitter. I mean, just like our BRVG, my man's on everything you can think of.
Pretty much, yeah.
There you go. And guys, thank you so much for coming by.
Always.
We love you guys. Check out the merch. We appreciate the donations that we've been receiving. The merch that you guys have been buying. We get our first paycheck in December 15th. We're super excited. You know, we actually have a new set of merch coming out soon. Brand new original designs. And I mean, I'm super excited to show them to you. I think we may put them out right after Christmas. It might be one of those things.
Maybe it sounds good. You know,
but also this also means, guys, take a look at the merch today. Some of that stuff may not be there for another couple of months. It's going to be rotating merch. It's going to be a bunch of stuff.
Get it while you can now.
Get them exclusives, yo. That 1 out of 40, yo. Never know, man.
And like Alex Haas, he's got the 1 of 1 right now. The 1 of 1.
Killer Clowns.
Very special, guys. Catch us next Tuesday. We appreciate you. Smoke loudly. Smoke safely. Smoke thoroughly. We love you.
Love, peace, and chicken.
Peace. Stay high, baby.
Oh.
Hey, I want to get the bottom one. Hey, I got Giz and Tony somewhere around here. There you go.
There you go. Have a good one, folks.